Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, happy Friday to you. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. A funky Friday, as you can tell. Listening, appreciate you getting involved with the program no matter how or where you're listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day, especially on a Friday like today. Hope you're having a good time. Your time could be even better if you join the fellas of The Drive out there as they hit stop number 11 of the Crawfish Tour. They are at Cajun Craven, 1214 Beamer Road. That's where you want to be.
8507.
That's not
Queens Boulevard.
Look, I appreciate it, but now someone gonna put that in their GPS.
Somebody gonna go to McDowell's.
Yeah,
in Queens.
You sending people to McDowell's at this point.
I love that.
What are you doing?
You know, a movie. Real quick, how a movie you know has staying time. You can just say an address.
Yes.
And you know that. Yeah, that.
I mean, he's got his own money. So, yeah, what are your favorite? No, we don't have to do that right now. What I do need to tell you, there's a – does this count as breaking news, Lopez?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Well, but, it's breaking news, but not worth the sounder.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Astros have facilitated a trade. This one sends Forrest Whitley to the Tampa Bay Rays. And the return on that, John Lopez? A player named Cash Considerations. Have you heard of this gentleman?
Oh, he's popular.
No, jokes aside, Cash Considerations are what
he got
you
his own money.
He did get his own money in a way. That's a great callback in that. Very quick callback in that space. Yeah. But yeah, Forrest Whitley, the tenure's officially over. It's interesting because I saw fans of various teams looking at, do you give Forrest Whitley a try? And it speaks to the idea that there's some talent in there. You just couldn't make it work here.
The talent was never a question. I'm actually happy for him. It really was a tough story with him, man.
No, for sure.
It's just a tough story. Now watch him go win a Cy Young. And
all right, well, not all that, but I mean, it does feel like of the organizations that seem to do well with like the pitcher rehabilitation. You talk about the car wash that the Astros are capable of facilitating. Mm-hmm. It does feel like the Rays do a good job of that as well. So you know, it'll be interesting to see if he's able to make something shake for himself in that way, and you know. Cobbled together, you know, the high end of the career that, or at least some level of that you had anticipated nine years ago, when he first made his way to the Astros organization. Mm-hmm. There you go. If you're just tuning in, Forrest Whitley now been traded to the Tampa Bay Rays. The Astros will get back Cash Considerations. I don't know how much cash that is, but salute to Brian McTaggart for that reporting. All right, we now return to the Houston Texans. And really just the AFC South in general. CBS Sports put together their best and worst case scenarios in the AFC South. Do they make you more confident or less confident? Lopez.
And I'm asking you and Figgy.
I will give you my confidence meters.
Because I had my opinion after I read this, because I went straight to the AFC South. They had, you know, different, you know, for the entire league, they had these things. And I was like, and I had my feelings on what it made me think. But I'm not gonna spill the candy in the lobby here. So I want to get y'all's gut reaction. I'll start
with that a thing.
Yeah, spill the candy in the lobby.
Okay, I'm learning a lot of idioms.
That's an old saying.
Like maybe that's why I don't know.
Like you go to the movies, get all excited, get your candy. And then you're trying to get to your seat and you spill the candy in the lobby.
I don't know why I was thinking like a doctor's lobby or something like that.
No.
How they had a little bowl of candy.
You don't want to spill the candy in the lobby.
Why was your candy open in the lobby? Sorry. Beside the point.
You got to have your, you know, whatever you want to call milk balls or malt balls.
No, you carry it to the movie theater and then open it in there.
But you can't help yourself. You love your candy.
Sound like
so much.
You need self-control. That's why you candy on the floor right now.
Got your hot tamales.
That's why you candy on the floor right now.
Should be, don't spill the popcorn in the lobby.
Could be.
We're just fixing idioms today.
Yeah.
That's what our show is today. Fixing idioms.
Anywho, I'm not spilling what I thought in the lobby. So I want to get your thoughts.
No. That felt like the fly in the soup. You know?
So I'll start with the Texans. You don't have to comment on this one unless something strikes you. This was the best case scenario for the Houston Texans. Reading directly. C.J. Stroud rediscovers his rookie year authority with a fresh play caller and more help for Nico Collins. And DeMeco Ryan's defense scares the rest of the NFL en route to an early round playoff win. Worst case scenario. Ravens defense, now featuring C.J. Gardner-Johnson, I don't know if it's featuring, but anyway, having him, proves incredibly undisciplined. I wonder where that comes from. And Houston's dependence on aging, banged-up vets like Nick Chubb and Christian Kirk leaves Stroud flailing in a losing season.
That is really weird that those are the places that they went to, because it feels like they if they got hits at all, like I almost feel like I'm scoring this as boxing. Now, that one was a glance off of the guard. I don't think you actually hit that one. But if they got hits at all, they felt like they weren't attacking the places that you should, right? The reason why this offense goes better is because the offensive line is able to protect. Like, I think that's first and foremost. Scares the defense scares. Yeah, I think that one's already solidified.
Mm-hmm.
I do find it interesting, though, that you look at a possible downside. And obviously, they're not putting the percentage chance that worst-case scenario pops up. But I don't know what part of worst-case scenario with this defense is C.J. Gardner-Johnson goes off the rails and ruins the whole defense.
Right.
Like, I don't know what world that is that happens. However, what was the other part? What was the offensive side of the worst-case scenario?
Nick Chubb and Christian Kirk, aging, banged-up vets.
Yeah, Christian Kirk is the one that torpedoes this one, is what we're doing there, right? Like, the Nick Chubb thing, again, I've had my questions on what the ultimate upside is. I don't think that him being banged up torpedoes you. Because, look, absolute worst case scenario. I'll harken back to B. Scott asking this question when the signing was made. What is the absolute worst case scenario with the Nick Chubb signing? And I think a lot of people talked about is maybe he seemed like you make decisions based off of him, like sending Damian Pierce away or what have you.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, Nick Chubb just is not, viable.
Yeah.
And so you sent Damian Pierce away. Maybe he goes and he finds that rookie version of Damian Pierce somewhere else. And now you end up in this place where you don't have a running back depth that you really love. So last year, and you have a Joe Mixon that's capable of being a power back, workhorse, what have you. Like, I actually don't think that torpedoes you. I think, again, this comes back to if your offensive line is not capable of putting this together, and I think you probably go more to the play caller if he is bitten off more than he can chew
with
you know, what he does, as you mentioned. Okay.
All right, well, these are the ones that I found interesting. What they thought the best case and worst case scenario of the other three teams in the division. We'll start with the Indianapolis Colts. Best case scenario, Anthony Richardson finally pairs his supersized athleticism with smarter, sharper passing, also remaining on the field long enough to confirm Indianapolis still has a dynamic quarterback of the future on the roster. That's the best case.
Okay.
Worst case, neither Richardson nor Daniel Jones can hold the job for more than a few games at a time, and the Colts are left to face a teardown without premium draft positioning.
That feels pretty accurate.
It does.
Yeah. It does feel pretty accurate.
It does.
And, I mean, the Anthony Richardson base case scenario part feels like it's a small chance of
that's my point. That's like, okay, so best case scenario is Anthony Richardson figures it out. I don't think there's a lot of confidence in that.
What do you think most likely best case scenario is? Because that's just like pure best case scenario if everything comes, like if you're driving home from work or driving into work and it's all green lights. Like that's bad.
Yeah.
But what do you think is like the most likely of the best case scenarios within the offense or within the Indianapolis Colts season in 2025?
Outside of Anthony Richardson?
Mm-hmm.
Because that doesn't feel very likely.
Yeah,
well, here's where I went, Figgy, just real quick, because this is probably... It could maybe trigger your thoughts here. I thought they got the right position, wrong player. I think it might be Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
I think it might be Daniel
Jones. Yeah, I was kind of going to go towards the running game a little bit. Mm-hmm. If they have a running game and decent quarterback play, mm-hmm. like you ain't got to be flashing everything. If you, you know, limited turnovers and all that stuff, but you're rushing like crazy. I think they was rushing pretty good at one point. I can't remember, but.
Oh, yeah.
If they could have a decent rushing game and limit the turnovers from the quarterback position, I think it's a possibility they could scare some people a little bit.
All right, so for this best case, worst case, the best case wasn't exactly scary to me.
Even if Anthony Richardson?
Well, I'm saying, like, I don't believe that that's going to be the case.
Sure.
And Daniel Jones probably is the right answer, and I don't know how much he scares me.
Right. Can I give you a stat here?
Yeah.
Anthony Richardson last year became the third quarterback since the year 2000 to record a sub-50% completion rate on 250-plus pass attempts. The other two, Tim Tebow, Akili Smith.
Ooh, Akili Smith.
Those are the other two to have such low completion percentage on this kind of
volume. You remember him,
don't
you?
Yeah, I do.
Like, I'm just – it's far-fetched that I'm getting to a place that in the next season from that he immediately jumps up into being like, here is all the dynamism with the level of consistency that they need. I think that we have seen Daniel Jones be in a circumstance where he has been fine – and when he's protected with the right system, and as you mentioned, Figgy, a running game. Mm-hmm. They do have Jonathan Taylor. The right system could be there. But as you were talking about, and to your larger point, that does not scare me, especially when you look at this defense, because Daniel Jones isn't one that I think can tear up this defense. And I don't think that this Texans run defense is going to be problematic, even if it's not like incredible. And I do think that they have the opportunity to be really good.
All right, best case, worst case, Jacksonville Jaguars. Best case scenario. Trevor Lawrence finally feels at home with Liam Cohen calling the shots and Travis Hunter joining Brian Thomas Jr. out wide. The Jags capitalize on a weak AFC South by pouncing on the top of the division.
All right, that last part you was doing a lot.
Worst case scenario, Cohen proves out of his league as a head coach. Hunter struggles to translate his two-way gifts, and Lawrence still can't control the rock as Jacksonville remains an offensive laughingstock.
The high end of this does seem a lot more plausible than what we were talking about with the Indianapolis Colts. Like, there is something to be said for Liam Cohen as offensive play caller. I do think that is something that will be very interesting to watch. And there are dynamic playmakers that you have with Trevor Lawrence, a dude that we know has the raw ability, although he has not been able to channel that. Now, the question I ask you is, how have you felt about the people that have been tasked to help him channel that to this point?
Yeah, I mean, I have not been confident in either of these guys. I'm qualifying it now because they do seem to be saying and showing a lot of things out there. But this best case scenario to me isn't real terrifying either.
Really?
Yeah. I get the skills, but Travis Hunter, they seem determined. You know, they seem determined to make him go both ways. Brian Thomas Jr., excellent player. Trevor Lawrence, it's been a lot of years now.
It has. Yeah. It has. My thing about it is I think that this is more plausible. I guess I'm also...
Oh, it is more plausible, but doesn't really scare me.
That's fair, because I also can't get to the place where I'm like terrified by any means of this because of how stout the defense, particularly the secondary, seems to be. Now, a little bit more depth concerns that I think you have to look at. But I do feel pretty damn good about that strength-on-strength matchup if that does prove to be a strength for the Jaguars as they come up. But I do think that it is possible that you were seeing a Jaguars team, maybe not in the 2025 season, but as you move forward, I think you could see a Jaguars team that finds a level of seriousness on offense that they have not had in the tenure of Trevor Lawrence to this point.
All right, Tennessee Titans, best case, worst case. Best case scenario, the big play bravado of rookie Cam Ward coupled with savviness from vets like Tony Pollard, Calvin Ridley, and Tyler Lockett launches Tennessee into wild card territory out of the wide open AFC South. Worst case scenario, Ward is splashy but just as reckless as predecessor Will Levis, once again forcing Brian Callahan to produce answers he doesn't have. And Tennessee's occasionally scrappy defense cannot pick up the slack.
Yeah, that all seems fairly accurate. The confidence of Cam Ward does seem to be very interesting. This is Cam Ward, talking to the media. He was asked what his confidence level was, and he said it was a 10. And there was someone who asked as a follow-up, it's never been like lower. This is what his response was.
Were you ever at a 4 or a 5 or a 6, and when did you get to 10?
I'll probably never get that low. Even if I, throw a 4-book game this year. Day to day, I'm a gunslinger. I live by that. I always die by it. So Coach Callahan knows what type of guy he has in the quarterback room and me. I'm just thankful that I got guys around me to help me out. Along with B.A., Bradley, and Brandon, and Will.
The team in there, they helped me out a lot, you know, just getting me right with the protections. Then also the receiving corps, they're going to be able to, you know, compliment my game a lot.
I mean, yeah. The confidence is there, but it's easy to have that confidence on the front end before you get into the space. However, I did find it interesting. He's like, I'm a gunslinger. Even if I throw those books, I'm going to be confident. And I'm like, that might be the issue, dude. Like, that might be the point where you get to the issue, especially knowing that, like, the steep learning curve that there is mm-hmm. for a signal caller in the NFL. I think that they're both ends of this where you mm-hmm. talk about him obviously raising the level. Will Levis was one of the worst. I looked at EPA from qualified passers mm-hmm. last season. You want to know where he ranked of, and I think it was 36 mm-hmm. Qualified passers?
Mm-hmm.
36. Like, he was literally the worst qualified passer in adding win ability or adding points to the board mm-hmm. as a quarterback. So there will be, like, I think that there should be a noticeable jump with him up there. But I think that the dicey proposition that he might be in there is, you know, being in there with also, like, the higher standard, higher level of play that he's going to have to step into. So, yeah. No, I'm not all that scared of the high end there.
And so with the Tennessee Titans, best case, worst case, this might be the only one where I could see, like, a path to them being somewhat.
Interesting.
How many quote gunslinger quarterbacks have called themselves a gunslinger? Like, you all heard Brett Favre, you know, he's a gunslinger. You know, Aaron Rodgers, they never really say I'm a gunslinger. He seems to be really embracing, I'm gonna sling that rock and I'm gonna take some chances and I'm gonna put the ball where I need to be.
From the 3-4-6 out of 36, I was gonna say 43. Yeah, no, Will Levis was bad except for that one time.
Yeah. Yeah, that one time.
yeah, one
Where
time.
Where was that?
Buddy, you don't have to do all that.
Right.
Although I was the one who did it, so I probably shouldn't even say that.
But so, Titans, best case, worst case, how does it strike you?
I mean, of the two, I think probably worst case is more likely because mm-hmm. Brian Callahan does seem like another one of these, and he might be. In fact, it feels like two of the three head coaches in this league, maybe more so one than the other, are in a place where if this season doesn't go the way that they want, they could be answering some real questions about their job.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly, Shane Steichen is in that space. Mm-hmm. Brian Callahan, I might be jumping out a little bit too early on that, especially because mm-hmm. you have a new quarterback. But yeah, I'm looking all the way around this AFC South, and I'm just like, I don't see how people are getting, especially with the Colts, where they're like, yeah, the Colts are going to come through and shake it up in the AFC South. Nah, dog, I don't see it.
No.
I think it is Texans versus Texans very much in this place, where if you do what you're supposed to do.
That was my takeaway, basically.
If you do what you're supposed to do,
yeah,
division is yours, and then at that point, what can you do against the likes of the AFC? Got to handle your business on the front end, but I think that probably sets up pretty cleanly what the AFC mm-hmm. South is looking like, what the path ahead is for your Houston Texans. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, about the time where we hand things over to producer extraordinaire Figgy Fig for Figgy's mixtape. What you got for us, bro?
Yeah, so it's Father's Day weekend, so I got the top Father's Day gifts that we are all Googling this year.
Oh, wow.
Plus dad jokes. What's a dad joke that you can't let go of? 713-572-4610. Plus, I got a list of the best TV dads of all time.
Oh, okay. Yes. Let's do all that next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yes, it is. Figgy Smith's Tape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. Happy Father's Day weekend. Before we get started, I got to give a special shout out to my dad, my pops. I don't know if he's listening or not.
He listens a lot.
Yeah, he do. He do. It kind of catch me off guard a little bit. Like, hey, you was listening? Because he don't be telling me he's listening until I bring something up. And then he'll say, oh, yeah, I was checking you out. I'm like, what?
Is it better that way? Is it better if he doesn't let you know and he just, you know?
I think it's fine.
Yeah.
I think it's fine regardless.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, like, a Houston show, like, people that's up somewhere else, they ain't going
to
listen. They don't really care about Houston.
That's not true. Shout out to, hey, all the people that's out there that are listening outside of the greater Houston area with no obviously, we love the people in the Houston area as well.
Yeah, but they got some type of connection to Houston, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, my dad is a Browns fan, man. Mm-hmm. So I think he kind of root for the Houston Texans.
I mean, at this point, there's already a lot of ties to Houston from Cleveland. But now he just, you know, if he is a Nick Chubb fan.
Oh, I bet you that's going to make a big difference.
Yes.
Yeah. I think so. But salute to my dad, Edward B. Gilliard. I almost said the third. That's me. Edward B. Gilliard Jr., man.
All right.
Old Eddie. So salute to him. In honor of my dad, though, I got to play one of his favorite artists.
Okay.
All time. Play a little James Brown.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
So I'm going to play this during the mixtape as we continue talking about dads and all that good stuff.
You're not going to hear any complaints here.
Yeah. So the top Father's Day gifts that were Googled this year, I got a list of them, and I want to see if it's – do you feel like this is pretty accurate, or is it kind of like a little down a little bit?
Okay.
Do you have any guesses on what might – or did you look at
I haven't looked yet. I was just about to, but I won't.
I feel like dad gifts can be very generic at times.
Yeah.
Where you could just like, all right, grill, tools, and just stuff like that.
Pies.
Yeah, so this is the list right here.
Okay.
Number one, you got grills, you got engraved cutting boards, watches, dartboards, watch cases, tennis shoes. I don't know if it's like actual tennis shoes or just sneakers.
Yeah, sir,
shoes,
those are about to be Air Monarchs, brother. Yeah. go get that grass cut, big fella.
Yeah, swim trunks. Golf bags.
Swim trunks?
Yeah.
I'd be upset. I'm sorry.
Sunglasses and personalized socks. I'm
trying to think which one of those I won. Maybe the engraved cutting board.
I knew that was going to be.
That might be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want nobody to give you a new grill.
I don't need a new grill. I've got very particular tastes.
Yeah. And also some other things that people used to Google is things you could do with your dad or for the weekend type stuff. So car shows was Googled, comedy shows, barbecues, buffets, amusement parks, go-karts.
That'd be fun.
Really?
Yeah, racing your dad?
Depending on how old your dad is.
Yeah.
I don't want to see my pops in the go-kart.
I bet pops he does.
I bet he'll do it.
Nah, he is not going to do that, man. He only like getting in a car.
Yeah.
He ain't about to get in no go-kart. Aquariums, beer tasting, brunch, and massages.
Massages? What? That is not true. Hey, Dad, I got you something. Let's go on a massage together.
Wait, he ain't say you had to go together.
Massage? Yeah.
It might depend. It might be an age thing too.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, my dad ain't about to go get no massage.
Which one would you want of that list?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I started writing them down. Watches, I feel like it's cool. Sunglasses, I think I'd appreciate. And of course, those both felt mm-hmm. like, all right, young dude looking at the list and picking the things that a young dude would pick. However, personalized socks, I think, is very underrated. That's with cool.
Yeah, I'm a big socks guy. Yeah. I love socks. So I would love to get some
ball game is the right answer though, right? You go to a ball game.
Oh, like
game
the actual yeah.
You go to a ball game.
Ball game's a good one. Yeah. What were some of the other ones that you? Well, sorry, to make you read your list again.
Dynamo tomorrow.
Car shows.
Yeah.
Dynamo. You can go see the Dynamo comedy shows. Buffets. You could go to a buffet anytime.
Yeah. Comedy right? show might be one of those ones that sounds like a good good idea in theory, but actually is a terrible idea in practice, especially nowadays. Not that it's never been the case, but nowadays. So many people, so many comedians are all about that crowd work.
Yeah.
You and your pop sitting next to each other.
Yeah.
That is a big sign that says, make fun of us.
Yeah.
Which I don't know. Do you actually want that? Maybe you do. But
do you
know.
Actually go to a comedy show with your parents?
A lot of people do, apparently.
I went with really? My kids.
Because it could get a little awkward.
It got very awkward.
Yeah.
It got very awkward.
And that's before they
even
start
calling
on you. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. So, salute to everybody. Get your dad something good for Father's Day. Happy Father's Day weekend in the Loop Sports Radio. Sister Figgy holding it down on the mixtape. What's a dad joke that you always use, your go-to dad joke that you will not let go? 713-572-4630. I actually have a whole list of different dad jokes that people
tell me
sent
if this
in.
One. Tell me if this one is on there. I like a good dad joke. I'll tell different ones or say, you know, stupid dad things. But the one that I probably always go to whenever there's a plate of, you know, hors d'oeuvres or cheese dip or something, I always, that's nacho cheese. 100%.
Every time, huh?
30 years.
That's your go-to.
That's nacho cheese.
Classic, I guess.
It is a classic.
So somebody
said. Is that on the list?
No, that I don't think that's on the list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but so this one is on the list. Somebody said, if anyone says I have a question, my dad always responds, does it involve the woodchuck?
What?
Huh.
Would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck chuck, whatever that is?
I think you nailed it. I think you got it perfectly. Does it involve? I don't even quite get that. I'd be like,
because
wait,
what's the thing.
I know, but I'm just like, how did that come to be?
Here's another one. Somebody said, if they ask their dad, do you have holes in your socks? And somebody say no. Then he said, then how do you put them on?
I feel like the proper answer, if you are the child in that instance, is you just walk out the room.
You walk, walk
like
away.
You can't. Yeah. Any more responses. You just feed the pride that is beaming on your father's face in that moment. You just got to walk away.
This is my favorite one right here. Anytime someone says, see you later, he says, thanks for the warning.
Oh, God.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
I wouldn't
all.
Even drop that one.
I can see him saying that all the time. Thanks for the warning.
The classic comes in on the text line from the 832. Hi, hungry. I'm dad.
Yeah.
Right? When you say I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I was just about to go to this one.
Oh, that's one I used to tell the kids all the time. They would say, hi, I'm hungry.
Dad, I'm hungry.
And I'd say, hi, hungry. I'm thirsty. Come over Friday or Saturday and we'll have a Sunday.
Wow, I didn't know that there was like a B part.
I remember that one. Here's one that's kind of related to that. Dad, can you make me breakfast? Abracadabra, your breakfast.
Oh, goodness.
This one, I probably fall in this category right here. I'm not a dad, but I kind of do stuff like this. When somebody's paying with a credit card,
mm-hmm.
every time he says, hope it works. I just found it in the parking lot.
That's good. That's very good.
I used to do stuff like that with my wife whenever she paying.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, I hope it worked. We just found it.
You know what I do with my wife a lot? And, of course, it's right on brand. Like when somebody introduces their kids to me, I mean, you know, to us,
mm-hmm.
I'll say, I'm John. That's my mom.
Terrible. That's awful. What? I just thought of the one that I guess you would consider as a dad joke that I do a lot, and it's because my mom used to do it. So in a way, this is a mom joke in this moment. Like if you're at the grocery store and they, you know, give you any number really, But usually, especially if it's like a four-digit, all right, so your total is 1932. And you're like, that was a good year.
Oh, God.
My mom used to do that all the time. And I just do it reflexively. And I'm not proud of myself for doing it, but I do it every time.
What about this one? Whenever a server come by after a meal and say, do you want a box for the burger? I said, no, but I'll wrestle for the fries.
Oh, man.
I'm convinced that most people that make fun of dad jokes actually love dad jokes.
Not quite true for me.
It got to be some different ones, yeah, though. Not the same old, yeah, kind of out your cheese type of thing. It got to be
damn,
something.
That was direct, hey, shot.
That has
direct
staying power. Shot. That has staying power.
He said
power.
Lopez, but I'm on your keister.
But it's kind of generic, though.
That's like, not your cheese.
Yeah, everybody know that one.
Well, it's staying power. But it's a legend.
You ain't wrestling for fries, though. That's the thing.
Maybe I'll start putting that in the mix.
So somebody else said, a young guy, I guess every time he brings a girl home, you see where this is going. Mm-hmm. Every time he brings a girl home, his dad introduced himself with this joke. What kind of bees make milk?
What kind?
I don't want to say.
Yeah, that. I saw that the verbal chicken that was happening. I was like, I'm gonna stay out of this one.
Yeah, I ain't gonna say it. I don't want no problems with the F, C, or C.
That is correct. I do appreciate that on the text line. Now they've moved from like dad jokes to just things your dad be saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like money doesn't grow on trees.
Oh yeah. Hey, close the door. You're letting the air out.
That, yeah, I'm not paying to air condition the whole neighborhood. That one hits hard.
Yeah.
And someone, that is fair from the 832. Yeah. Reggie, 1932 was not a good year for us.
That's no, actually fair.
Right. No, you are correct. That is fair. I probably should have picked a better number, although I don't know how many years.
That'd be wild if somebody say, yeah, 1932 was a great year.
Wait, what?
I'm like, hold on. That was supposed to be a joke.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, I wrap this up with the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. So I got a list of the top 40 TV dads of all time. I'm not about to go through the top 40. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of them, but I'm
Danny Tanner up here.
I'm going to rattle off the top 10, and then I'm going to sprinkle in where some of the known TV dads are on this list. So number one is Andy Taylor. So Andy Griffith Show.
That's a good call.
I was actually shocked he was number one. Mm-hmm. But number two, Tim Taylor from Home Improvement. Number three,
really? Are we the number two dad?
I was kind of shocked.
The list is already looking real shaky.
Number three, Danny Tanner.
There you go.
Number four, I never watched this show, but Steve Douglas.
Oh, that's old.
My Three
show.
Sons.
Yeah, old show.
Yeah, I want to be fair. I never seen that show, but I thought right there, I'm like, damn, that's a little high for that show, but I ain't see that show. Another show I ain't see really watch, Mike Brady, the Brady Bunch.
Oh, he's got to be top five.
If you switch five. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, that would feel a little bit better. I'm like, Tim the Tool Man Taylor was not a good dad.
No. Yeah. Number six, Dan Connor, Roseanne.
Okay.
Number seven, Phillip Banks.
There you go.
I would have had him a little higher.
Way higher. Uncle Phil?
Yeah, he over here taking care of somebody else's kid. Including his kids, that would have been a little higher. You got Howard Cunningham from Happy Days.
Yeah, I could see that.
They used to call him Mr. C.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. C. Frank Costanza.
Oh, he was not a good dad.
But he was a hilarious dad. that might make up for it.
Just because you're funny doesn't make you a top dad.
And number 10, they got Homer Simpson on here.
Also not a good dad.
Yeah.
Hilarious dad.
Yeah, some other notable names. They got 13, Fred Sanford.
All right.
Who else they got on here? Ben Cartwright. I'm a big Bonanza fan.
Mm-hmm.
They got him at number 13. Who else they got?
They got Al Bundy?
Al Bundy is number 22.
Also not a good dad.
But he put up real work on the gridiron, you know?
And
that ultimately wins him some
points. State championship?
Yeah, man.
Archie Bunker, number 29.
Lord.
Interesting. I would like to know what the parameters of making this list was.
I was about to say, is he considered a good dad?
No.
I can't say that he is.
No.
I personally can't.
Carl Winslow, number 36.
Carl Winslow?
Not a terrible dad.
Which one was that?
Family Matters.
Oh, Family. Oh, that guy. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Now, don't ask me about how good the show was.
The guy from Die Hard.
Yes, he was.
with the Twinkies.
Yeah. And number 40, you got
Tony Soprano.
Number 40.
Well, I guess.
That actually isn't a terrible number for Tony Soprano.
Yeah. Yeah. This one made the list, too. So I know of the show Black-ish.
Mm-hmm.
With Anthony Anderson and all
that
stuff.
Every week.
I never really watch it like that, so I'm not familiar with the characters. Mm-hmm. But didn't realize his name was Andre Johnson.
Yes, I do remember that.
That kind of threw me off when I seen the name of the character. I'm like, Andre Johnson.
Well, you know, he is Corey Finnegan's daddy. So, you know, shout out to Andre Johnson on this particular Father's Day as well.
Top 40 dad.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I'd put him top 10, to be completely honest. A lot of people asking for a certain Mr. Cliff Huxtable. See how that man went and ruined the whole show for us?
Here's the thing that's
funny.
He would have been like top five.
Yeah, he'd be up there.
For sure.
He didn't even make it. Yeah, I guess.
I wonder why.
See how you just ruined your legacy.
Me
personally, setting all that aside, I definitely think he's probably top five.
Yeah.
If we being real, I think
as
top
a TV
five.
Dad.
As a TV dad,
yeah,
yes.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a fantastic list. That's one of my favorite Figgy's mixtapes.
Mm-hmm.
I had quite a lot of fun there.
Happy Father's Day to everybody.
That's right.
Man. Have a good weekend. Salute to my pops.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, man, happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, Lopez.
That's right. Happy Father's Day, John.
Hey, thank you.
Make sure that you, really get your kids with a lot of those dad jokes. Mm-hmm. You know, have a weekend because it's your weekend. But every weekday right here at 1:20 p.m. is where you catch the mixtape at The Figgy Fig on social media if you see something that you believe to be mixtape worthy. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things over to the fellas of The Drive who are out at Cajun Craven. That is the location of, or 11th location on the 610 Crawfish Tour stop. Make sure you go out there and see the fellas. As you do, one of the things I will play for you here is I want to see if you agree with this Houston comedian about this sports thing, Lopez. Okay. I'll see what you feel next. Yeah, it's been a very fun, funky Friday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us. A lot of appreciation, too. Let's see if I can get all this right. Obviously, Sean and Seth in the cross. Appreciation to our guy, Ben Olson, for joining us on the program as well. It's really, okay. I don't think there's anybody else I need to show appreciation to in that moment, do I? Okay, very good. And to you, obviously, listening, hanging out with us, getting involved with the program on the text line and on the Twitch chat. We'll talk with the fellas of the drive here relatively soon as they are out at Cajun Craven. It is, and I want to make sure I get this right.
What is it, Figgy?
It is
8507.
No, that's not where.
Queens Boulevard.
Don't put that in your ways or your Google Maps. You will end up in the wrong place, I swear.
You'll end up in New York.
That's, well, maybe. It is 12141 Beamer Road. If you want to go out and see the fellas at the 11th Crawfish Tour stop, where they'll be broadcasting. We'll talk to them here in a little bit. But Lopez, I know that you are very passionate about this thing, so I want to see if you are feeling Dan Soder, who is a comedian, but also Ali Siddiq, who is a Houstonian and a Houston comedian. Really good one. In fact, I think he has a newer special that I have not been able to tap into, but they were on the podcast. Dan is a huge football fan, and Ali is just a Houstonian, so you know he's a football fan by proxy because it's hard to live here and grow up here and not have it in there with you. But I think Dan is actually like a childhood friend of Mike McDaniel, funny enough, the coach of the Dolphins. So like sometimes they'll get into that space. They'll talk about basketball. They'll talk about football. They'll talk about all sorts of sports on Soder's podcast. And so this was on Soder's podcast. And this is them talking about the team that predated the Houston Texans here in their uniforms.
And you guys had the Oilers. The Oilers.
The Oilers.
Which, I mean, listen, throwback. Gear,
yeah,
you guys are top three.
Cold as hell.
Do you get mad when the Tennessee Titans wear those Oilers jerseys?
A little bit.
Because you're like, what the f*** are you doing?
Hey, I don't know.
Yeah, your stepmom's wearing your old mom's wedding ring. She's like, your mother used to wear this. You're like, get out of that. She's dead. Don't wear my dead mother's She's like, your father says it looks real sexy when I wear your mom's stuff. And you're like, f*** you, bitch.
That would be horrible that you have on your mom's wedding ring. Yeah. You raggedy.
That's what it is. What the Titans are doing to you. They go, I like the way it looks. You go, f*** you. That's not yours. You better not.
You don't know nothing about love you, Blue.
Oh, I hate you. Yeah, dude. You guys need to take that back.
Yes. That's a great analogy that I've never quite put together. They're wearing your mom's wedding ring.
That's what they're doing.
That's exactly what they keep doing. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's exactly. By the way, I see Ali all the time. He's in this building a lot.
Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that. I'm going to act a fool next time.
Probably seen him, walk past him, probably spoke to him.
I talked to him in the parking lot a couple weeks ago.
Next time.
I'll let you know. Yeah.
What is he doing in here?
Sometimes he goes to other stations.
In another cluster.
I think those stations are no longer in this building now.
I saw him about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah. So maybe there's something else. Maybe it's another station.
Y'all are real dancing around putting his actual business in the street.
That's what I'm saying.
Which I wouldn't. I personally was not trying to do here.
Well, I didn't do it. But
I'm just wondering why he was in this building and ain't come up here.
He's come up here.
You think he was just supposed to walk up here?
No, he's come up here before.
Hey, we got the open door. Unless y'all want him up.
He's
on
a big fan.
Show.
He's a big fan. I'm being dead serious. Okay. He listens all the time.
Shout out to Ali.
Yeah.
Bring your butt up here.
Yeah,
then.
Come on up. Come on up. But that's exactly what the Titans are doing. And that's the best way to illustrate. What the hell are you doing?
Really intriguing.
It really is.
What all right. Heck? So something that was kind of said in there in quick passing, I kind of want to play out a little bit. He said that, and that was Dan, I think, said that the Oilers throwbacks, top three throwbacks in football.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree?
I don't know anyone that would say they're not top five, right?
Okay.
They are beloved. Like people have no connection to the Oilers, no connection to Houston. Anytime they put them on, it's like, man, those are sweet. I mean, he said three. I'll say five. It doesn't matter. They're up there.
Okay.
Would you?
You put them at five?
No, I'm saying I could understand top three.
Top five.
Yeah, they're, I could understand top three. I'm saying three I would definitely put it up there. Yeah.
You notice how you walked away from top three, though. He was like, I'd say top five. So where you put him four?
No, I might put him one.
That's all I was thinking. Do you want to do this? Is there any throwback that you put above the Oilers' Love You Blue throwbacks?
Me personally, no. I do. A lot of people hate these uniforms. But the old school Packers ones that they use.
Oh, the ones that are like
dark
brown
blue and yellow.
Yeah, they have the.
Wait,
the,
are you talking about like the Bumblebee ones, or are you talking about like the brown, like the brownish ones?
The brownish ones. There's something about that just looks like, oh, that's old school. That's old. But I still think the Oilers.
What a terrible one to put up. Like I thought you were gonna say like
I like those old school
the
ones.
Bucks creamsicle ones.
Old school.
I thought you were gonna talk about like the Bucks creamsicle throwbacks.
Ooh,
which
those are up there too.
Those are real up and down. Like for some people hate those.
Chargers.
And 929, I'm right there with you. Oh, wait, which Chargers ones?
The original old school Chargers that they've actually used and brought back some. Yeah. Now. Yeah.
Somebody said Houston has two top five throwbacks, Oilers and then Tequila Sunrise. Yeah, Houston might be like Hall of Fame, all throwback, like all league throwback is what it feels. Because, yeah, those two are absolutely top five.
He's talking about the Rainbow?
No, the Tequila Sunrise Astros jerseys.
Yeah, that's up there.
And it really is a shame. I was like,
NFL?
Even NBA, like, do you think? I would say top five.
Please don't say pajamas.
I was going to say the ketchup and mustard.
Yeah, those.
You don't think those?
No, I love
like
those.
The stripe?
I'm talking about the old pinstripe with the Sputnik rocket on the front.
Oh, I love that because it
those were pajamas.
I love it because it was my youth, but I'm not going to call that all time.
All they needed to do was play in slippers. And it would have been complete. I would say NFL, I would put my top three probably in this order. Oilers, Chargers. What's the third best old school?
I'm trying to think. Because also it's tough for some
maybe
of these,
Tampa.
Yeah, those creamsicle throwbacks. Yeah. I
kind of like the Seahawks.
That's what I was going to say. Low-key, those ones are really good.
Like the 1990, 91, around there.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are really good. So, yeah, man, somebody said Anaheim Ducks throwbacks are legit. I don't know that I'd put them in the same level, but I do appreciate them. I will say I do appreciate those. NBA, the old Bullets. The old Bullets is pretty nice. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, those were sweet. Yeah, those were really
like, if
sweet.
We threw them all in the same bucket, all of these leagues, I still think you take Love You Blue Oilers.
I think
and
the Oilers, just that color. Like, you don't really see a strong color like that, like color combination like that.
Like, I think you might be top 25 with all three of your Houston throwbacks.
Yeah.
All three.
I would agree. I would agree with that.
Oh, the Orlando Magic throwbacks, which they are now utilizing.
They're bringing those back.
They're bringing those back. But they're modernizing the lettering, aren't they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not the same exact ones from when Penny Hardaway used to rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, shout out to Dan Soder. Shout out to Ali Sadiq for making the perfect comparison of what it's like when these Oilers keep, or when the, not Oilers, the Titans keep breaking out these Love You Blue Oilers that have been coming back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.